Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Oh, how are you doing, sir?
Great.
Yeah, what have you been up to, man? Been a while.
Raking leaves.
It is crazy. We only see each other like, well, I guess we see each other occasionally. You came over Saturday and hung out for a second.
It's twice every 7 days.
Yeah. It's wild. It's definitely a change. Does it feel like I ever lived with you?
We're old, though.
We are. Does it feel like... But we live literally legitimately a stone's throw away.
Because Nathan was at my house today, and he's like, Paul's all moved out, and Courtney's in. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, where's he live now? And I was like, so just turn around and hook a left right there. See?
Yeah.
You just turn your head right there. He's there.
Yeah.
He's like, nuh-uh. Her house ain't that close. I'm like, she found this house because she lives so close.
Yeah, literally, like, turning around from work was like, oh, my God, there's a fucking sign right there.
Yeah. I raked all the leaves. Courtney helped me. And our dates got pushed back. So it's, like, December, like, 12th.
Dates for what? Oh, for your leaf pickup? That sucks.
Everyone's, like, in six wards.
I don't know if you know, but fucking Josie's grandpa literally cut down anything that could produce leaves. That's why there's no trees in this yard.
Let's not talk about how cool your yard is.
Oh, it's amazing. But I'm not going to lie, that windstorm, like, I was like, this yard's covered in fucking leaves. I didn't sign up for this.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I like that you're like, if I'm miserable, this motherfucker
I'm not miserable. I'm just sore at the moment because it's also kind of like, you know... It's just part of it.
Speaking of, leaves are definitely a big toll. But speaking of getting old, I got sore just by laying in bed for too long.
What, you have bed sores?
No, I didn't get bed sores, no. But my back was like legit fucked up because like I just didn't like get up or do anything all day.
When? Till 4 p.m. today?
Yeah, I just laid in bed mainly.
You got in that car, I saw you driving.
Yeah, I went and got some Taco Bell, yeah.
And to strengthen your backbones.
And then immediately laid back down after smashing a $5.
Why you lay back down? Why don't you sit on a nice couch?
I don't know. I was just like, Josie was chilling with Norn or Ripley in the other room, and I was chilling with the other one.
Huh.
We just kind of trade off because they can't be around each other yet. They did well, though. They like hung out in the kitchen for a second, like didn't like kill each other.
Yeah.
Ripley didn't kill Norn.
Yeah,
the
little one. Die,
yeah, could you imagine like Norn?
Norn just with like a bloody corpse. He's standing on it.
Yeah, on top of it, literally. It's like a fucking, if someone killed a whale.
Oh, God. Doesn't matter that the gate's not.
No, there's no dogs down here, dude.
You know, I don't know.
Phantom
dogs. I think I'm dyslexic.
Oh, why?
A couple different things. Like, okay. I've been pronouncing stuff wrong.
I don't think that's a part of, wait, are you reading it while you're doing it?
Yeah, trying to read out loud. Like, I'm having a lot of trouble.
Why are you reading out loud?
I was reading out loud for training. At work.
You have to do it in front of a group?
Yeah, it was like kind of like when I was like, who wants to read the next statement?
You know,
I was like, derp, reverse word,
maybe you're just nervous.
Dude.
You don't really like public speaking, do you?
No, that's why I didn't like my last position.
Because
it was like mandatory public speaking.
But small. Well, I guess your fucking training room is kind of
small.
Saturday
and Sunday, it's like 30 people.
You're teaching masses. You're like Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're like, Wisen up the masses. And I was like, dude, what, like a Moses?
Yeah.
They don't respect me.
You're bringing
half of them are smarter than me.
Two iPads up with the Ten Commandments on them.
Oh, but seriously, I'm like two-thirds of the people would sometimes be more vet than me. Like more, you know, like
more OG.
Why
are they taking the classes?
Well, no, it's like a meeting at the beginning of the day.
Oh, okay.
It's like a half hour like lecture.
That makes more sense. I thought you meant you were like getting customers and like the prick dudes would just come in and be like, I know way more about this and I'm going to school this fucking douche.
Well, there were times when I tried to play it easy. I'd be like, hey, we're going to do a mock teaching session like I would do with customers. Let's all just draw on a fucking, you know, iPad. Let's show you how to like make, you know, trace on paper with an iPad.
Trace on paper with an iPad?
Yeah, you can... You can draw on paper and then trace it onto your iPad with your Apple Pencil. So if you draw a picture on paper but it looks shitty, you put it over an iPad, it works as a light box, and the pencil reads through the paper and draws into the iPad.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's
cool.
What I teach. So that's the artist I am.
Oh, fuck off. So you could take like a black and white drawing and put it on there like a light box and just trace it and be like, look what I drew.
Or be like, here's a digitized version, clean line version of what I did, shitty on paper.
Oh, yeah, because it's all sketchy and like, and you don't have to, wow, that's really neat.
It's what artists do with light boxes for putting like when they draw onto the fucking paper for the comic.
Sure.
They have rough paper, then they put it on a light box, draw it nice and smooth.
Well, now it seems more like they're doing what you're doing.
Well,
like,
they're just fully they have boards as big as this table to draw on.
Like Greg Capullo, he was the artist for Batman. He still drew like on paper.
I saw Todd McFarlane. He's got a nice like Wacom tablet set up.
About to say he draws digitally because he did that Venom sketch and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's neat. He does like he'll do like I used to follow him on, I think, Instagram, but he would do like fast sketches of like Spawn and stuff like that on it. And you watching him like bend lines and stuff, it's wild. I mean, then again, he is an artist. He should know his programs. Fuck him.
Fiona Staples, for the artist for Saga, she would paint watercolor on paper first to see
what it would
like
do.
Like how two colors would blend because you have watercolor brushes
and
on
and she
would
just mimic that on the pro. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I think she was just a classic artist before
that
she did.
That sounds time-consuming.
Oh, dude.
I think most are, but it is weird. I do know people now that like straight up have never smoked cigarettes but do vape, so that did happen.
It is that.
So there's going to be people that like never drew on paper. They only drew on tablets.
Or they're like, well, I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm like, you literally have nicotine juice.
And not only that, it's like, who knows what carcinogens are in this shit.
I'm not addicted.
Yeah. Oh, man, what's good? Oh, yeah, we were talking about reading out loud. That's one thing I hated. I went to English class in college, and I was like, finally, you know, it's going to be, like, easy going. Like, you're not going to have to do dumb shit like you did in high school. It was exactly like it. He's like, all right, you're going to read a paragraph, then the next person's going to read a paragraph. This is how you're going to get comfortable with each other.
I was like, I'm paying you.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, fuck off, dude. It sucked.
Don't I pay you to read?
Speech class was the worst. We had to do, like, we had to do, like, what's the sentences, like, declarative, exclamatory, question, something else, imperative?
Yeah.
We had to do those things, but as speeches.
Yeah, those.
So, like, did I say those wrong?
No, I'm just don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Really? Like a declarative sentence?
Like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's declarative or exclamatory.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be like, fuck you. or like fuck you. Hey, that's a question.
Hey, fuck you later?
And then imperative, I think, means like it's important or something of the sort. I might be saying all those wrong. Who knows?
Cool.
College has been a while ago, and I took it for very long, and they all kind of just blended together. Anyways, I did one on obesity, but I got hammered the night before and used the backgrounds because we had to do we had to have one visual, so I always did PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And the background I chose was fireworks.
Wow.
And I didn't remember that. So when I go up, I was like, so I did mine on an obese. Oh, God.
Oh, there's fireworks.
Yeah, I was like, God, I knew. I thought
didn't
this
you
was...
take a picture of me for that?
No. We did a movie with me. Remember, you played Judge Philip Banks. That was your because what I did is I did one of those 2020 things where I shot light from the back so you couldn't see Tony.
Yeah.
And so like he was like shadowed out, but you could see the background. And we did it on bulimia and anorexia.
Yeah.
And you were recovered. And you went under the name of Philip Banks. Yeah. I remember that was for English class. He was like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's good, but I can tell you're trying to make this a joke, and that's not what you're supposed to be doing. He's like, you're supposed to be actually going for like a serious take on this. He was like, and had you done that with this, instead of like making it a joke, he's like, you would have gotten an A. He's like, but I got to give you a B because he definitely didn't take this seriously. I'm like, come on, that's pretty good.
Beware of bulimia.
He was like, I get it. I did the same thing. I don't know why I have this kick. For Bruce on... it was one of our first Christmases. That's my stepdad that we spent together. So he was very odd, like with how he should treat me. I hadn't had a dad in like 15 years by the time they got married. So he's like, I don't know, want to encroach on this kid or make him be like, call me dad. You're fucking grounded, you little bitch. So for Christmas, I got him a XXX light blue I Beat Anorexia shirt. I don't know why I was on such a kick about that shit, but like I just thought it was really. I know it's a serious disease, but like, yeah, he loved it. I would catch him like I'd come over and he'd be like a lazy day, just wearing this like muumuu of a shirt that says "I beat anorexia." Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Anyways, yeah, we were talking about you see any cool previews or any cool news?
Well, I saw something that could just bastardize my youth, or it could be a cool movie.
Is it Lion King?
Yeah,
I just watched the trailer just a second ago.
I don't know
why. Like, well, did you like the Jungle Book?
It's also it's funny. It's like with Jungle Book, I didn't think about it this way, but for some reason, Lion King, it just resonates more. I was like, it's an animated film remade into what they consider a live action.
But
it's pure CG.
No, I wonder if there's some of the backgrounds and stuff were filmed on set.
like a shot of like antelopes running. Yeah, maybe they could really get that from Nat Geo. But that whole motherfucker was CGI. And I was like, Oh, where's the thinking?
I heard it took
You've already done that with paper animation.
I heard it took like 29 days to fucking, what's it called when they like take the image? Render. To render Jungle Book. 29 days or some shit. So I had to render like from the file type to like a .mov.
To zip it up?
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so I watched the Lion King thing and I was wondering, do they use the same voices from the original?
James Earl Jones.
So yeah. He didn't redo his?
I don't think so. It says like he's in the credits, so I think he got credit.
I saw Seth Rogen. I wonder who he's playing.
Beyonce.
Oh, he's probably Pumbaa.
I think Nala is Beyonce.
Wow, that
makes
sense
because she's singing, yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
And then Donald Glover, I think, is Simba.
Oh, that's cool. Wait, young or old? Probably the older version.
Yeah.
Because Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I think, was the original one. Yeah. And then, like, fucking Marty McFly or some shit
Did he get an adult voice?
Yeah, because the kids at the beginning, that was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And then he moved on to Michael J. Fox, I think.
What?
I'm probably way wrong.
I don't
that.
Remember there was a second voice.
Yeah, I remember they're singing in the woods and it shows him growing through a montage when he's walking on the log.
I'm gonna be a mighty king.
Yeah, and he's all like bitchy and shit like that. Yeah. And then, nice. You do love this movie. Let me see if I can find the original one because I know that.
Dude, the hyenas are so badass.
1994. Oh, and Jeremy Irons was Scar, and he's going to be Scar in this
That's
one.
That's fucking sweet.
Matthew Broderick, my bad. Oh, okay. My bad. It's not, Jeremy Irons isn't Scar in this one. I don't know yet. Hang on. Let's see who plays. So yeah, Donald Glover is Simba.
Just says Simba.
Chiwetel Ejiofor is Scar. Not sure.
You do know who that is if you click his name.
Who is he? He looks familiar. 2012 he was in. Serenity, I never watched that. 12 Years a Slave. Was he in something that I'm not naming? Doctor Strange, he's Mordo. Got it.
Bingo.
I know him.
I was like, you know him? He's on the tip of your IMDb tongue.
Your dumb reading tongue.
Oh, sounded like a Sabrina spell. Also, I've been misspelling stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
Heavily.
We're talking about dyslexia, yeah.
Heavily.
Right on.
Like, misspelling, like, shit I should know. Well, all right. Or, like, putting, like, writing view before morning. But I'm writing morning view for my road. Oh, and I'm like, what the fuck did I just write view for first?
That is odd.
Yeah, and I was like, either I'm losing it.
I bet
it,
your brain's just so fried from learning all this dumb new shit that you're just like pushing out normal things that you normally would get a grasp on.
I got like one more week and then it's going to be like, watch the like drooling ape try to answer phone calls and fucking like just chewing on banana peels. Just fucking.
He doesn't know how to peel the banana. No, yeah. He's eating it whole.
He just eats it from the fucking rind.
You ever see him eat a kiwi? Fucked up. He loves the fur. Loves it.
Loves it.
Just puts it on his eyebrows and pops the whole thing in his mouth.
No, I think in a week it's like they're going to be like, oh man, that was a really retarded sheep in wolf's clothing.
The peach, he unravels it all and eats the pits. It's weird.
He just chews on the pits till his teeth break. He's been pulling out his eyelashes all day.
I don't know how he got hired. It's insane.
They're just going to be like, go to the parking lot for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Mean timeout.
Me take lunch. They're like, yeah, permanent lunch.
Second just, breakfast.
Just don't come back. Yeah.
Oh, me. I'm losing it.
Yeah, the only real thing that I saw that was interesting was the Lion King trailer. I haven't really been watching much new shit or like kind of like putting my finger on the pulse of like what's coming out. And Screen Rant is mainly just the fucking dick sucker of comic book movies. So I can't even get real like information about movies.
We should go somewhere like the we need like New Yorker for movie news, but that's boring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll go to fucking like New York Post, their entertainment section. Mm-hmm. God, it's like a fucking reading of obits, dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking through the news, and also I did zero prep for today. I worked, man.
What?
Sat around all day.
That's fine, dude, because there's not much to fucking like prep for. I'm talking about all kinds of other stuff.
The new Robin Hood movie is a bad Dark Knight remake. You going to see that?
No.
The kid from, what's his name? From Kingsman's in it. Dude. He plays Robin Hood. And it's all, like, the whole fucking trailer is him spinning around shooting arrows. He's like, they're like, hey, jump, spin take, and then shoot an arrow and then fall off a building. He's like, I got
Hawkeye.
It. That's true. And he does a lot of that. Like,
it's a ton of that. Like, triple arrow, spin.
Yeah, that's dope,
I did
though.
A corkscrew and I'm flinging them.
I got this exotic bow in Destiny. I know you don't care, but I'm going to tell you anyways. But it shoots three at once.
Cool.
So sick.
Just like Robin Hood.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Does it have flaming arrows?
No, when you get a headshot, though, it turns into a lightning arrow.
Does it arc?
Yeah, so when you shoot another one, it like yeah, then it hits like five of them in a row. I might have talked about this last week. I can't remember.
Dude, I'm playing Ruiner right now.
What's that?
It's a game I've played. I had it for like a year. And
Ruiner?
Ruiner. Okay. R-U-I-N-E-R.
Okay.
It looks like your character has like a leather jacket on, and it's like a cyberpunk, like apocalyptic future where like, kind of like my favorite kind of future, like Neo Tokyo 2.
Yes.
And it's all Blade Runner. Yeah, looking like Fifth Element.
The only reason why you watch is Alter Carbon is because of the background.
Oh, dude, the background's so damn good.
What was the other one that we watched that was like kind of bad with... Was it Mute? Yeah, with Paul Rudd. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That looked exactly like that, too. Just a lot of neons, always raining, kind of looks like New York City from the 80s, but futuristic.
Yeah, with future touches, yeah.
Yeah.
You're
like, look at that garbage can. It's run by robots, though. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, are those fucking garbage punks with tires for fucking shoulder pads?
Fuck, I love them, dude. It's sick, because like, the robots make themselves out of trash because they're so advanced.
You know which ones I like? I think I don't give it enough credit is, Mad Max. That's not a cybery future. It's like a filthy fucking mechanical future.
Like,
which is also cool.
Like scavengers created the future.
Dude, guzzoline.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That movie's incredible.
It really is. I remember on last Black Friday, we're recording this on this Black Friday, they were selling the Chrome edition, the black and white version of it. I don't know if I'd like that, though.
I think the color is one of my favorite parts of the film.
I was about to say, it creates the atmosphere you need for that.
Yeah. I would say you're losing something in the chrome.
And the sandstorm would be fucking way boring to watch in black and white.
Yeah. I'd be like, what is this, fucking Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I can't even tell what this is. Did you buy anything cool today?
No. So you're going to love this, dude. Saved this for you.
We went to Best Buy last night at 5 because they were selling Infinity War for $6 on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, it was jam-packed full.
Wait. Yesterday night?
Yeah, at 5 p.m. Because the sale started for some of their stuff at 5.
Oh, of Thanksgiving Day.
Yes. And then the other one was...
Dumb idea, dummy.
Well, I was like 5 o'clock, like, and we're like in Fairlawn.
That's like when the things start.
Yeah, but then like some of the Black Friday deals didn't start till 8 a.m.
Yeah, so but some of them are those motherfucking like day of, eat your turkey and come here.
Right, and dude, we wouldn't even been able to find a spot.
Fuck my life, dude.
We didn't go. We're not idiots.
Okay.
I mean, we are for going, I guess, but...
I went the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, Wacky Wednesday?
Who gives a shit it's regular Wednesday? It's awesome.
Nobody's there.
I bought a 55-inch 4K Samsung for $399.
I thought it was
$300. No, like $397.
Okay.
$400 for 55-inch is still fucking...
Yeah, because you said the 60 was like $150 more.
They all are. Yeah, they're all like 7 or 8.
Or $550, my bad.
Yeah, $550 was the fucking like 60. TCL.
Trust that.
I know. So $699 was like as good as I could get, or $599 was as good as I could get.
For 60? That makes
for
sense.
65 inch.
Oh, that's actually a good
60s
deal.
Are very rare.
Really?
Yeah, nowadays.
I have two.
Mm-hmm. That's an older style.
Oh.
Call
my shit old, dude?
No. I'm just saying, like, even, like, Best Buy has,
so you
like,
think they go from, like, well, I see a lot of 70s and 65. 65,
and then 70 and 75 are, like, the high end.
Yeah,
they're in the league of their own.
They're, like,
kind
a
of
G.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I want one so bad. It'd be like having a movie theater down here.
Bird.
Like, look
what
how
do you
close,
have down here?
That's a 60. That might be a 65. I can't remember.
Dude, hold the horses. I'm going to tell you this story.
I think it's a 60.
I went and picked this motherfucker up, and I roll in there all fucking tough, like...
Yeah.
Got me a TV and a receipt. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Before I did that, though, dude.
Oh, shit.
I moseyed my fucking titties over to the fucking open box section.
Because
I can't review that online accurately. I stroll down the aisle.
Uh-oh.
I'm strolling along.
Yeah.
And I see a 65-inch LG 4K UHD TV.
Fuck.
Marked at $499 open box from $699.
So $500 for...
So, $499, that's...
For the LG 65.
For 10 inches more.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, it's not over, dude. I called the manager, and I was like, hey, I'd love this open box TV. Would you do $450? And he was like, thought about it. He's like, get it off my floor, man. It's yours. And, like, gave me a handshake.
Damn.
So, for $450, $50 more than I would have spent on a 55.
You got a 65.
I got a 65.
And LG, because that's what I have is the LG.
LG 4K,
I love
dude.
The LGs. Is it black trim like that?
Yeah.
That might be a 65. That could be. I can't remember.
Dude. Deal of the century.
Because I think I put the 60 downstairs. Yeah, and then I had the 65 upstairs. No, because that still fit. I think that is a 60. Because I had that one in my room, and it looks about the same as my other one.
You should come see it.
I will, dude. That sounds awesome. Have you been playing Red Dead? No, you've been playing Ruiner.
Ruiner and Red Dead.
Yeah.
And we watched movies. Nathan got his TV.
How's he like it?
He's in heaven.
Ecstatic?
Yeah.
Cool.
He was rocking like a 32-inch before.
Did you give him the TV stand?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we're talking about this, everyone, but Tony and I literally haven't seen each other.
yeah, I did. And moved it over there, moved his old one to the street.
So should I expect a thank you card or anything?
I mean,
I'm kidding.
He thinks I gave it to him.
You didn't tell him
I bought
it
off him.
You didn't tell me.
I bought it off you.
You didn't tell him it was mine?
Why would I?
No,
I bought
credit.
It. It was mine. I owned it for technically 48 hours before I gave it to him. No, I did. I was like, he was like, dude, it's so cool. You just like hooked me up with a TV. I was like, well, like I bought this TV for you. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I bought it off Paul. This is Paul's TV. It was just in my living room. He didn't need it. And he's like, fuck. And I was like, now suck my dick.
Now suck my dick, Gary. Now bend over so I can fuck your mouth. God, Team America's so good.
Oh, it's perfect.
So good.
But yeah, so he was very, very happy.
That's
like,
awesome. And you got a sweet new TV.
He's rocking a PS3. All of the sound settings that we set for PS4s and Xbox Ones.
Yeah, sure. On the TV?
Yeah, are fucked because it's an older system that he uses. He plugged it in and we had to take time to troubleshoot the audio on the game, on the system, on the TV. Jeez. It was ridiculous. I'm like, dude, these TVs are like, well, fuck you if you got something 6 years ago.
But that TV's from like 7 years ago.
Dude, it's nuts.
Like that TV's way old.
And it's way good.
It is. No, it works fine. But I'm just saying, like that TV I've had for at least 5 years.
His fucking retarded cat jumped on the TV thinking it was still a TV stand.
Ooh.
Almost knocked it over 5 minutes in. He goes to this. I go home and I'm like, dude, strap that motherfucker to the table.
Did you have to put the TV that I gave Tony leans forward?
Yeah, I brought him wedges.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because when we put it downstairs, Tony, I was like, "Whoa, this is fucked off," and like it has a mad lean.
It's a hard lean.
Like it looks like it's gonna topple at any second. But I mean, like once you put some wedges under there, good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta, you know.
He wedged the front, and then he sent me a picture later. He took two fucking bumped the table. He took two eye bolts and drilled them through the table and the stand on the backside and put washers and nuts and like locked the TV to the table.
Yeah. Well, the stand's locked to the table.
And I go, well, the five screws holding the TV into the stand, dude, like there's five screws. I don't know what more you want back there. Like you could throw more screws.
He's got like fucking like those things that you put on like trucks. Or like at moving trucks and shit, like those clamps
or a bungee cord from the top down to the back of the fucking TV stand to just hold it in case it tips. Mm. I told him, I was like, dude, if those screws go,
you're fucked.
You're fucked. I don't know what to tell you. Like, that means that TV was dead.
Whatever happened was catastrophic, basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. I'm happy that you got a TV. He got a TV. I'm happy I got some sort of credit for it, too. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you need a lot of credit, a lot of validation.
Yeah.
Get you all the awards.
It really does.
Buy you a participants medal for Christmas.
How dare you? We're not doing Christmas gifts, right?
I'm going to do a good job trying medal.
Oh, I hate you. Oh, speaking of things that we...
But no, not really.
That we've gotten. Yes, we're not doing Christmas.
No, Josie will like make it happen, though, but like small.
Okay.
Make it small.
We'll do like a $20 max or something.
Would you go to Hobby Lobby?
No, holding up Josie's mom got this for
quite
us.
Quite a wonderful trophy.
Yeah, so now I can put this downstairs. It's awesome because it glows on air. We've always wanted one of these, you know.
It turns on air?
Yeah, check it out, though. And it's like super quiet, which is nice, too, so I can have it on in here while we record. It's not bad at all.
Oh?
Like I saw it and I was like, oh, that's gonna be so sick because it has a little on air thing, and like I was like, I don't understand what this little bulb is, but whatever. And I turned it on, it's like, kree. I was like, well, that one.
Okay, you went to college for music. You can rip the speaker out of that thing.
They never taught us how to do that.
It's on the back. You take the screws out and you rip it. It's sole out.
All right, I might try to do that, but I feel like I'll accidentally rip out the on air thing, and then I'm ultra fucked. I could just
it looks
turn it
cool.
On. Yeah, it does. A little microphone. Thank you, Josie's mom. Forgetting that for us. Yeah, so that's the new thing that we got. And I was talking off mic that whole time.
Yep.
All right, dude. So do you want to hop in Genre 5? We haven't done this in a while. And it is a fucking good one.
Yeah, real humdinger.
So I texted Tony and I asked him if he wanted to do Genre 5 favorite fast food restaurants and your go-to order for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about when we did box dinners, and I was like, God, that was so dumb. I was like, why not just do fast food? We haven't done a genre five in so long.
Box dinners? I think someone, I remember someone was like, yo, you running out of ideas, bro?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember Chris Clem on our fucking podcast page on iTunes, he wrote a review, and they were like, they even talk about box dinners. I was like, dang, I don't know if we should sell with that, but whatever. Chance gave us a one that was dope scenes and shitty movies, but like that one's so hard.
That's so hard.
And I can't think of anything, but like I'm going to try to do that for next week, so write that down so you can think about it throughout the week, because I think if we have a whole week, not 10 minutes before the show like we did this one, because this is easy. You know what you want.
Yeah.
If I was like, hey, name five places you would go and five things you would get, like that's the top of the list. And now, when you thought of fast food, was it just like shit with drive-thrus, or like,
yeah,
or like, did you count like Chipotle, Subway?
I can't drive through Chipotle,
so you didn't count that one.
No, because it's not a drive-thru.
No, I didn't say drive-thru. I said fast food joints.
What is fast food defined by?
Technically, Chipotle is a fast food, right?
No, it's fucking quick, like upscale cuisine.
quick.
No, like classy quick cuisine. It's a different. It's called something different. It's a fad to where it's like quick and healthy, or like speedy healthy.
Oh, so just not fat. But it is
it's
fast
just
food.
Not pure grease.
But it is fast food, though.
It's quick.
Oh, I hate your guts.
You did all cool restaurants. I did shit like fucking garbage restaurants.
I'll do garbage. I haven't done mine, you but I'll do garbage restaurants. Restaurants.
Hey, you Tonied the...
I guess so, yeah.
Genre five.
Well, no, you Tonied the genre five. You just didn't. You're like, no, that's like quick, healthy eats, I think it's called.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that fucking,
it's
like,
quick,
you know, like
cuisine. All right. Not fast food.
Do you think Quiznos is
yeah,
fast
Mr.
food?
Heroes, all that bullshit. Fucking, like, Penn Station. Even fucking, like, Panera's fast food.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I sound like a fucking dirty hillbilly piece of shit garbage human.
I got Taco Bell five times.
The place by the highway? I don't know what it's called.
Bob Evans? That's not fast food. That's like a sit-down.
Hardee's.
Oh, Hardee's. Wow, yeah, that's a throwback. But like, so like Hardee's wouldn't be that. I don't know. Okay, so let's just do ones that only have drive-thrus. We'll do that. Because that is your, like...
Okay.
When do you think of fast food?
That's... So wait, I wrote Olive Garden and Red Lobster. That doesn't count?
Fuck you.
Wow, because I could pick food up there quick if
yeah,
I order it.
Quick cuisine, oh, these two fuckers. Douche. All right, go ahead with your first one.
Salad bar at Giant Eagle.
Oh, yeah, that is fast. And it's food, so yeah, you're in the right
That's
thing.
That's in your genre.
Yeah. your bullshit made up
this
genre.
This is awesome. So I put Taco Bell, because
Hold
what?
On. No, I was going to say, wait, I'm going to guess your go-to.
Oh,
cheesy
know my
gordita
go-to.
Crunch and a chicken quesadilla.
Boom.
You still rocking that?
Yeah. It's a great combo.
I do
some Dorito tacos with it now.
What?
I'll put a Dorito taco.
I don't like those
there.
That much.
I think it's fun.
I like getting those inside gordita crunches. You should try that.
It is good.
Have you had it?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm pissing them off when I order it like that.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I order on the app all the time, and like I can hear them. Like they're like, "Yeah, how can I help you?" I'm like, "I had an online order for Paul, and it's like two cravings boxes, a bunch of dollar stuff, but the cravings boxes are all customized.
Ugh.
Like this one, no tomatoes. This one has like, but you're not telling it to someone, so you're like, mm-hmm. "Oh, I can do all this shit." And also, the cravings box isn't offered on their website or like when you drive up, you can't get the cravings deal. It's the chalupa five layer nachos and taco. They don't sell that, but on the app it does.
Oh,
because I pulled up and she was like, "Wait, we don't have a cravings box." And I hear like, "You can order it online." She was like, "Oh, like got annoyed." I was like, "Who fucking cares? You have all the ingredients to make this. It's not like I go to fucking like Chipotle. Remember when this was the thing, the quesarito?"
Vaguely.
When people were like, "Oh, go get a quesadilla and tell them you want it as a burrito, they have to make it." And Chipotle was like, "Fuck you!" And then Taco Bell came out with one. Which is not that good.
No, I remember.
I get
being
them sometimes.
Atrocious.
I'm like, oh, I bet this is going to be good this time. Never is.
No,
I don't really like the shredded chicken that much. That's why I think I like the regular quesadillas more.
I pay out the ass for it, but I like
Dude,
the regular
yeah, it's like
quesadilla.
$4.29, and the gordita is like fucking $3.59 or some shit.
You usually get a $10 order.
Yeah, you're like, and a drink, I guess. Wow, I'm paying real
Baja Blast. Oh, that's an ass rape.
Ew, Baja Blast. I don't.
Know. I love it.
I don't like that shit. We were on tour one time, and there was this, we were in like a straight edge, like hardcore place.
Cool.
And we stayed overnight at the venue and stuff. And David was there, and behind the sound booth was the dustiest gummy bear I've ever seen. And he was like, "Oh, look at this gummy bear." And I was like, "Yeah, that's weird." Puts it in his mouth and eats it.
That's nothing to do with Baja Blast.
Hold on. And then there's this fucking Taco Bell cup that was sitting there, and he like popped it open. He's like, "Oh shit, Baja Blast." And like he takes a sip, and the owner of the club was like, "Dude, what are you doing?" And he was like, "What do you mean? I just found this here." He's like, "I don't know how old that is, whose that was." He's like, "Oh my god, don't, please don't drink anymore or eat any more dusty gummy bears. Stop finding things and eating them here." He's like, "It's a venue, please stop." And he's like, "Okay."
Wow, what a garbage piece of shit.
Whoa, dude, he's a good guy. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know if it was because it was funny.
Or well, he, like, if that's funny, then he's a fucking nasty that's little hilarious. Bitch.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Just to eat the dusty gummy bear found behind a fucking soundboard.
It's just like, maybe I just outgrew that kind of humor.
Oh, yeah, you're old and sage-like now.
I'd have been like, why am I on a fucking venue
bend
floor?
Down, Gary, I can fuck your face. You're like, oh, I'd tell you, fucking say, kid eats a dusty gummy bear.
I can afford an Uber home. I'm going home.
Yeah, from Maryland? You're kidding me. I don't know where we were. Somewhere like in the, what's that called? New England area? Isn't that New England?
What? I don't know. I've never been there.
Never left Ohio.
I'm fucking from Ohio, dumbass.
All right, so Taco Bell's definitely on mine. And
this takes forever.
I like the XXL burrito, chicken burrito.
Mm.
That one's fucking sick. But I like a lot of shit from Taco Bell.
That one will tighten a butthole.
Yeah, it's massive. And I usually get that, a cheesy bean and rice burrito, and like a spicy soft taco, and it comes with a taco. Oh, man. I ate like 6 things from Taco Bell today, dude.
Wow.
I'm just fucking gaining weight. Like you.
Oh, no. I think Courtney's fattening me up to kill me like Hansel and Gretel, dude.
Just shove you in the oven one day.
Oh, man. So much candy there. I'm like, why is Reese's just falling into my lap?
It's because Halloween just happened, and they were like, oh, shit, let's get fucking candy. And then we've had candy for weeks now. My teeth are literally rotting out of my face.
It's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, also, dude, she made me a Delmonico steak.
What's that?
With like, it's just a really nice steak. And they were on sale. Mm. So we had 2 fucking mad fat fucking steaks, dude. She put like garlic butter with like salt and pepper and like basted it.
Good.
I was like, I don't care if I get a hemorrhoid after this.
That's like a ruse. Yeah, because you're like, I got the meat shits that don't want to come out.
I don't care if this causes an ulcer.
Honestly. But that's like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
You
whatever.
Don't like a ton
they
of
butter,
steak.
They butter their steak. Josie makes it for me, and I'll definitely eat hers and stuff. But like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I can't have it every night. She could eat it like every meal.
Shit, yeah.
But I like her steak. Like, I usually don't even have to use like fucking A1 with hers.
Yeah. Dude,
which is good.
I told Courtney, I was like, please take one bite without A1.
Yeah.
She's never done it. What? And I was like, well, she's like, I would always just eat a steak with A1. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm like, it's a different kind of steak.
It's
though.
Like French fries. Like, you're always eating them with ketchup.
Like, just try it.
Yeah.
And she did. And she's like, I barely use the A1. I was like, good for you.
What else fucking you got on there?
Sauce boss.
Jesus.
I got Burger King.
Really? That's probably like my least favorite.
I love Burger
King. Oh, yeah, because you like those little fucking. Oh, I thought you like the
cheesy
cheddar
tots.
Cheese ball. Yeah.
Dude, the cheesy tots are the best thing at fucking Burger King. Except when they had their BK tacos, man. I used to get those.
A BK taco? I've never heard of this. I don't frequent Burger King that often.
Yeah, man, they used to have tacos. I got like 10 of them once, and I was like, these are rough, but they're totally edible.
Yeah, whenever I go there, I always get the. Chicken Junior or spicy chicken Junior. Sometimes a burger too. Their burgers are all right. I think I like McDonald's the most. Otherwise,
I love a Burger King burger 10 times more than a McDonald's burger.
Yeah, McDonald's burgers are more sweet. I like those. So that's I would go with McDonald's. And my go-to there is Crunchwrap Supreme. what are those chicken wraps called?
Snack wrap.
A snack wrap with ranch, crispy, and McChicken, and a single cheeseburger, ketchup only.
Oh,
that's my jam right there, dude. That's like 900 calories, but it's so good. And that's what I eat in the middle of work, and I'm like, I'm sleepy.
I like their nuggets a lot.
I haven't had their nuggets in years. That's not true. Josie got like that fucking giant box one time, and they came with like 20 nuggets, so I had a couple. They are good.
They're tasty. Their fries are
I used to only eat chicken nuggets and cheese sticks. Like, I had a very shitty palate as a child. Like, my mom would have to be like, yeah, he's getting mozzarella sticks for sure here.
And that's, that's all he can eat.
Choked on one and Triple Crown.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm going through the fucking aisles just like, because I was trying to get to the bathroom. And there's like, I'm holding the mozzarella stick with the cheese hanging out of my mouth because that's what's lodged in there. Like, I swallowed and it didn't disconnect.
Wow.
And so I'm like coughing at the table. Like, so like, oh, shit, get him to the bathroom. And like, I'm like coughing and coughing. All these people are eating throughout the aisles of it. And I finally like cough it out. And I threw it in one of those like things that you put like the silverware in.
Yeah.
And just went back to the table. Everyone's like looking at me like, Jesus. Also pass out my soup there. I hated Triple Crown.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? I was like 4 at that time.
Triple Crown?
Yeah, that was on 91. It was the horse restaurant.
Oh, with the fancy wood?
Yes, yeah. My grandma loved that place, so we always had to go there.
That fancy wood is cool, man.
Yeah, they can't get anything to survive there. That place died.
No, that place is straight up cursed.
In second grade, we had to draw these books, and it was like, draw your favorite place. I drew Toys R Us. And it was like, draw the place you like the least, and I drew a restaurant with a horse on top of it. Meaning, I fucking could not stand that place.
Whoa.
Hated it. Anyways, what's your next one?
Nightmares of that place.
Yeah.
My next one is
Taco Bell again.
These suck, dude. Wendy's.
Yeah, I definitely put Wendy's on mine.
I usually get a fucking spicy chicken sandwich.
Yep.
And also, like, I don't know, their baked potatoes are good.
Guess what I get there? A spicy chicken sandwich, a cheeseburger ketchup only, and a go wrap. Ranch crispy. Same thing I get at McDonald's.
Boom, boom, baby. You heard it here.
You'd think I was like autistic from like my diet, like, because I'll get the same thing at two different restaurants.
That is a little weird.
Yeah, it is. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just like a trait that autistic people have, is that they have a very select diet. They only eat like pizza and chicken wings.
What's your next one?
Well, you just did Wendy's, and that was on mine too.
Oh.
So we're at number four.
Okay, my next one is Arby's.
I don't go there much because you have to pay an arm and a leg.
You sure
then
do.
Then again, though, like, I get out of like fucking Taco Bell, I'm like, damn, I can't believe I just spent $11 on myself.
Dude, a big beef and cheddar? Oh, so good.
That's my fucking favorite shit ever.
It's good.
It's so good. And Arby's sauce is so dope with roast beef.
Arby's sauce is silly.
Yeah.
And
but you can't eat it with anything else. Like, you put Arby's sauce on fries? Not that good.
Dude, I like a roast beef sandwich. It's almost all bread.
Yeah.
That's why the big sandwiches, the meaty sandwiches from them are just so satisfying.
Yes, I agree.
Like a big beef and cheddar, you got an inch of slam in your mouth. You're just pounding that inch deep.
You know the best
deep
place
for a bite?
For your bang for your buck on meat?
Haninis?
Yes.
Dude, go to Haninis. $4, sir. And he goes, where's your duffel bag?
Yeah, here's a mountain of meat. Yeah, I know. I get a sub there, the fucking steak sub, and I'm just like, holy fuck, that place rocks so much.
It's beautiful.
And another place I don't like go to often, but like is so much cheaper than most of Chicago.
And I love it.
Yeah, it is good.
It is weird. Like, yeah, me and Courtney went there. She's like, what is this like hole in the wall piece of shit? I'm like, oh, hold your tongue, dumb.
Have you had the
she loves it.
The
it's
Italian
awesome.
Sandwich from Arby's?
The what?
The Italian sandwich. Like no. Oh, dude, it's fucking
I go
sick.
To DeVitas for Italian.
I like Marco's a lot. They're subs.
I said DeVitas and you literally said Marco's.
Yes.
Right after I said DeVitas.
Right.
Of all the subs, the bridge between a Marco's sub and a DeVitas sub is so great. You said any other subs.
Even Subway, maybe. No, I think the fucking Marco's ones, they toast them, dude?
Dude, I toast the shit out of mine when I used to make them.
You know what was better is Mama Rosa's. They're super subs.
Dude, you cook a super sub up?
Those things fucking rock.
In the foil, in the oven?
Yeah. And one thing that I thought I would hate, but I didn't mind, was the lettuce on there while it was heated up.
Dude, I don't care. Because then you drizzle that fucking Italian on there.
Oh, they always like smacked it on mine. You got yours like special made by Bob.
Well, you just say like, don't put the Italian.
Get the fuck out of town.
You just ask for it without it.
I'm going to Brown Street now.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah, that'll be a fucking 55-minute pickup because we're servicing the whole greater Akron area.
Totally off key.
Cool.
We ordered Fiesta tonight.
Oh, that's good shit.
Tell me how long you think it was before. Like, I call and
they always
say,
quote 30 minutes for pickup.
An hour and 45.
Yeah. Well, they're only pickups, so that makes sense.
Hour and a half to hour 45. And I was like, hang on sec, bro. So the food down the street is an hour and a half away from being produced for us. She's
possibly
like,
hour 45.
What the fuck?
And you
I
guys
was
wait?
Like, I looked at her and I was like, yeah, put it in the order.
Wow, really?
We waited.
That's insanity.
Dude, went there on the dot. I waited like 3 minutes. There was like a pile of 10 or 11 other people.
Jesus.
And they were all like, I was last in. And she's like, Tony, you got blah, blah, and blah. And I was like, yeah, thank you.
Well, you know they all came early.
And I looked at them all like, early ass motherfuckers.
I came
like,
right on time. 3 minutes. That's what they call me. 3 minute tone.
It's incredible they had it ready at that time frame. It was.
What? The time frame they said? It's crazy.
But I'm saying because they were so backed up, you could have gone crazier.
No, because they say an hour and a half. They probably got it. They probably could do it in like an hour, but they tried to deter
that
you.
That place smells like heaven.
Heaven, yeah, literally heaven. It's so good.
It's so good.
You know what's weird? I work next to McDonald's, and that place smells good as hell, too. Like, in the wintertime, like, the fucking burgers and fries just cut through the air right in your nose holes, you know?
And you're like, ah, swing it for a quick McDouble.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm fucking 10 minutes early. I'll go get three things from McDonald's and get sleepy afterwards.
You're so tired.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, I'm
have
delivering.
Some more of this Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I'm delivering just at night now, too. This is awesome.
Dude.
What's your last restaurant?
Oh, this one is kind of, you'll probably make fun of me for this one, Jimmy John's.
Wait, do they have a drive-thru?
They do.
Okay.
The one in Talmadge has a drive-thru, right, that's why right. I put it on there.
Oh,
dude,
yeah, they just opened that one up.
Tricky, tricky Jimmy John's.
Okay,
all right,
they're
so,
freaky fast, dude.
No, I know they're freaky fast. Think about Subway.
Dude, when the first time I ordered, hold on, the first time I ordered Jimmy John's, I was really like, hey, can I get an Italian beef? And I got hit in the face with a sandwich.
Okay.
That fast. I didn't even pay for it yet. They just knew. Fucking footballed that motherfucker right. I was, oh.
Well, there's a way you can jam them up. You order two jumbo subs.
What the fuck's a
now,
jumbo sub?
When you go to Subway,
sure.
There's a 6-inch and a 12-inch. If you had to name them in sizings, what would you name those sizes?
I don't know, like small large, I guess.
Small large. Or like regular jumbo.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, because there's two sizes.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be getting a 12-inch Jimmy John's sub.
Okay.
Because I got a jumbo.
Aren't there subs
their
regularly
subs
nine?
Are already.
9 inches?
9 or 10 inches.
Yeah, so you get an 18-foot,
so
18-inch sub.
An 18-incher.
Two of them, right?
Two of them. And literally, Courtney and I, Courtney comes in like, well, I just spent like $28 at Jimmy John's. Yeah. Look at this. Boom, drops two fucking hammer poles. I was like, what are these, small logs for forest fire? What are you talking about? These are our subs. They look like swords.
How long did you... All right, now fight. No, how
it was
long
two
you,
meals. I ate one. One's what I usually eat.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, hey, if they have a little bigger size, like a, I'm thinking a 12-inch.
Yeah, sure.
And it said 18 inches
and they just
long.
Made two subs and just put it in one wrapper.
Oh, it's hilarious, yes.
That's amazing.
So funny.
So my last one. Geez, I really didn't think this through, did I? I don't know, man. I guess like the one that I like frequent the most
just
is the four
your
that
favorite.
I name. I'm just trying to think, man.
Pick your fave of faves.
My fave's Taco Bell. Oh, like what I consider fast food?
Yeah.
Probably Chipotle.
Okay.
That shit's so good. And depending, I hate when you go there and someone's like looking at you like, what do you want? And then you can just tell they're skimpy. It's like, why?
I know.
Why are you skimpy? Maybe it's because they're trying to make it so the prep line doesn't have to cook.
Either
but I'm like, you're
like,
not paying for this shit.
No.
Hook it up.
I have seen some, there are really aggressive people there where like they'll pour and they'll be like, a little more.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And they're not like, fuck you, I'm paying double meat. Like, fuck
yeah.
You a little more.
Right, yeah.
Or the lady
I
at Subway
that.
That's like, I said lettuce, more please.
Oh, my God.
Like, as if you're getting something.
I was at Subway this one time and I was running late for work and I was, well, not running late, but they have a very small time crunch to eat. And I hadn't eaten at all that day and I was going in at like 4 o'clock and she opens up the bread, turns around, and a fly lands on it, and she like just shoos it away and looks up at me. She's like, all right, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't want to be a dick, but like another piece of bread? Like a fly literally just landed on the inside of that bread, threw up on it, and then left.
And what'd she say?
She was like, all right. Like, got kind of shitty with me. Another time I went to Subway, and I was like, yeah, can I get this? And she just kept looking at me like, no. And then she would do it, but like trying to be funny, and I was like, this fucking sucks. Like, just do your job, sandwich artist.
Oh,
don't jack my time up.
There's a kid that works at Speedway on 91 right by Family Video.
Sure, yeah.
And, dude, he's the most, like being familiar or being cocky or shitty, like, jokey.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
I don't know you.
Like, yeah, I don't care.
I'll put something at the register. He's like, got a lot of calories in that one.
What?
You should try the grape. Why don't you go grab a grape? And I'm like, could I also have a pack of Marlboro Light 72s? And he's like, they're expensive. I was like, I know, man. I know.
That would make...
he's strange. He's got to be on the spectrum of some spectrum.
Why don't you just, next time,
go
just
meet
walk
him.
Out.
Go up there. Dude, the one time...
What does he look like?
Like a little downsy, like,
oh,
regular
wow.
kid with, like, a- just a regular boy's haircut.
What a word that was, a little downsy.
I just... How else you gonna... Yeah, he just looks a little... Yeah, a little like he got hit in the head with baseball bats.
Oh, jeez. Is that
but,
what you think Down syndrome people look like?
No.
Okay, good. Just want to clarify. I gotcha.
That's why I said just a little.
Yeah, right on.
The rest is all him.
Yeah.
He looks like a Mack truck because he's just a fucking ugly motherfucker.
Is he a big dude?
No, he's like... He's like weird, like... He's like the fucking bad guy from the second Human Centipede.
Oh, yeah. So he was kind of like...
With all his
robust.
Hair. But with all his hair, yeah.
Yeah, those like Coke bottle glasses. God, that movie's so fucking weird.
Very strange dude. I don't there was one time he's literally like said something to me and my card was, I knew my card had been approved and I was just like, grabbed my bag and just turned and walked away. Like he was like literally at the register, like leaning closer, like, "Are you gonna answer me? Yeah, hey, about that question." And I was just like, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you."
I don't know.
Dude, he's unreal. Other coworkers will be like, "Jesus Christ."
I'm not very like confrontational, so I don't think I would walk out. But like a part of me would be like, "Why don't you just turn around and walk out?" Like if he says, "Like dude, that's a lot of calories," I'd be like,
"It was a hot day and I was tired and I like didn't want to go in." And I was like, "Oh, he's open."
You don't like hot days either.
No,
that puts
dude.
You right in a real crappo mood.
Oh, dude, I'm like a rabid scorpion in the heat.
Now that we're out of genre five favorite fast food restaurants, I really hope everyone enjoyed that.
I do too, because that's the last one.
Yeah, we won't do that again. We deep dived on some food. Now I'm hungry.
Oh, dude, I got some pizzas at home.
Oh, really? I didn't know if you had a fucking 14-inch sub you're about to chow down on.
We chowed through this.
Yeah, we got 28-inch subs back at home. Cut me off a hoagie.
Can someone bring the party order up?
Oh, my God. You seen those, like, 30 fucking, like, foot-long subs? They're not 30. They're, like, 8-foot or some shit like
dude,
that.
They're always garbage subs when you get those, like, oh, someone got a 6-foot party sub. You're like, yeah, that means it's going to be dry and gross.
Yes, the whole thing.
It's the shittiest bread.
And God forbid you get the butts, because that's going to be rock hard.
They always make it a day before, so it's prepped.
Oh my God, you know, like the sourdough at Panera,
mm-hmm.
like you can't bite through that crust.
No, you're not snapping through that baguette without a fucking filling coming out.
You're literally snapping through a teeth, the bread.
Oh God, unless you're a fucking great white.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I hope you stuck around because I got some
good
ones.
Why wouldn't they stick around?
I don't know. The fast food shit, I might be like, Jesus Christ.
No, dude, they're fucking you laughing it up, dude.
Both sound
sopping
like a
it. Dude,
bunch of fucking fat douches.
No, they're just, it's like a bowl of cereal for them. They're just lapping it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like some of them be like, why do I give a fuck about your fast food choice?
They were like, my God, it enriches me.
I don't know.
Every way.
Was that pretentious of me to be like, they'll care?
Dude, as soon as we win a podcast competition, we're going to be blown up to a couple mil.
I like how like it's a competition, not an award. But like, we go and like compete.
For the best of new.
Oh, best
listen,
of new? We've been around
we
for
are new
4
to the
years.
World.
Yo, that's true. New to a lot of people.
But I was just thinking about
old
it. To
some.
What a cool life if we could just do this like 3 times a week.
Oh, that'd be awesome, yeah.
For a living.
Yeah, there's people that do like Patreon, but they do like an episode a day.
Dude.
That would be rough.
Would it?
Yeah.
If that was our career?
Oh, God, no, that wouldn't be.
The fuck are you talking about? That's an hour of your day.
Right. Okay, calm down. Jeez,
I'm just
no
saying,
show
dude,
prepping and
that's
stuff.
That's the fucking...
You can't just, if people are paying, you can't give them this dog shit. Hey, this is my favorite fast food.
That's what I think you're wrong about, sir. I think that we are a dynamic duo that makes the masses laugh.
You may be wrong, too, but I'll take
everyone your... I've talked to loves it.
Yeah?
And I've never met a critic.
Well...
I've only met someone who's not a fan yet.
Fair enough.
See?
So I watched the whole first season of Sabrina. We talked a little bit about you're on episode 4. Did you finish it?
Nope, didn't do anything with it.
Really? You just stopped?
Yeah.
How come?
I've been watching a bunch of other stuff.
It's
and playing a lot of Red Dead and Ruiner.
Yeah, I did not get like a ton of Destiny, and so I actually like saw a decent amount of shit this
week.
The Sabrina though, season 1, I enjoyed. There's definitely parts that I could care less for, but like I'm stoked for the second season. Like, it actually made me excited for it, how it ended.
Yeah.
I'd recommend you watching it. It's like a 7.5, 7-ish, around there. It's still pretty high, but
not bad.
I would recommend it. I thought it was going to be dumb, but it's actually quite gory in a lot of spots.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going. She doesn't have too much sex and isn't too sexualized by the end of it, is she?
No, thank God. Those first episodes, though, that was odd as fuck. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, here's side boob from what's supposed to be a 15-year-old at this time. It's like, why are you doing that?
Yeah,
like, who's that for? Maybe 15-year-olds? I don't know.
Yeah. Another 15-year-old is like,
yes.
Hang on. Pause. Gotta go.
What else? What'd you see?
I watched Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips.
With Tom Hanks about the pirates getting onto his ship.
Like Somalian pirates?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Somali
like
pirates.
Not like Arg pirates.
No. They are...
Like Johnny Depp.
Just pirates that chew a lot of, you know, like these weird leaves.
Oh, are the teeth black?
Yeah. Fucked up. It's good. It's a really good tense ending. But yeah, it's about a true story about a captain who like they raided his like shipping vessel and he got kidnapped with him.
How long? Don't spoil it for
me. Yeah.
Is it good?
It's a good movie. Yeah.
What do you give it?
Oh,
how many
deep eight out of 10?
Wow, 8 out of 10. You're usually not really big with eights and stuff like that. You're like, saw fucking
either
the new season of Daredevil. It's a fucking 6, I guess.
Not really.
He was all dairy. I get it. And devil. I watched Total Wipeout, the British version. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Do you remember the show Wipeout where you have to like like the big red balls, they commentate on the people and make fun of them like while they're doing, like it's almost like a Most Extreme Challenge.
Yeah.
But like the people all speak that language and they're going to watch this. Like I was on Wipeout.
Dude,
and
they just talk shit about them.
Oh, Most Extreme Challenge is fucking incredible. But Wipeout, I just watched the first episode of every season because like you see the same courses the whole season. They're an hour long in the UK.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, dude. But like we were laughing so hard. Like if you do it in small doses, that it's like America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Like you even laugh at the dumb jokes he's making and shit. It's pretty clever. And they're British, so they're actually like kind of bitey about shit.
Yeah, a little pit. Little
like they're
pitch,
like, oh, here's Hazel. Bitchy. She looks like she's going to be fast and she's definitely way overweight and stuff. Like they're being like super shitty about
it. She looks like a real cunt.
They make people look like assholes. Like this dude's like, I'm strong, I'm tough, I'm ready to go. And then like you can tell he's like waiting for the cameraman to be like, all right, you're good. But they don't say that. So they just keep deadpanning on his face. And then he does like a split. And when he gets up, they make a fart noise. Like,
that's good. That's fun.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's on Hulu. I definitely recommend if you got like an hour to kill. Like if you're like, I don't know what to watch. That's a fucking awesome. Turn your brain off and just kind of laugh.
I kind of want to watch MXC now too.
MXC is so dope. Because, like, the commentary on that is incredible.
Oh, it's a perfect fucking, what is it, like, almost like a mockumentary.
Yeah. What else you see?
I also saw The Raid Redemption.
Yeah, so is this the third one?
That's the first one. This is the weirdest thing, because it's like a Vietnamese film or something like that. Or so,
but then they made it in America, though, didn't they?
No.
I thought they, like, redid it. Didn't they redo The Raid with American actors?
Oh, if they did, I never saw that pile of
shit. I know
shit.
They made Old Boy again.
Yes. Yeah. Old Boy, yes. The Raid.
No.
New.
I remember you telling me The Raid was dope and it had like a super long scene.
Oh, there's a fucking...
Of him going through, like shooting people through like a building. I think I've seen The Raid.
Like he smacks a dude's head on the wall like all the way down as it falls, like in Daredevil.
Yeah.
Which Daredevil was after The Raid, but it's still a sick move. The Raid Redemption is the first one, but it's weird because it is The Raid Redemption. Like, so you're like, okay, so he's back
redeeming
to redeem something.
Yeah.
And then I look it up and I'm like, that's the first of two movies.
2011.
The Raid 2.
Yes.
Instead of
Raid Redemption
The Raid
2.
Fucking, you know.
He's actually redeeming.
Ending.
But it is weird because it's The Raid colon Redemption. So it seems like a sequel.
It does. Like, but it's the first.
If it was just called The Raid Redemption, like you'd be like, oh, that's like the whole name of it.
And the second one, there's a good 24-minute knife fight in a white fucking kitchen.
And you fucking love your...
Oh, my God. Dude, it looks like a fucking helicopter cut a couple bodies up after it's over.
What do you call it? Tactical.
Oh, dude, so so
knife tactic.
So maneuver, so knife tactic. Oh, dude.
I think we called one episode like that's tactastic.
What
do you give it?
The Raid Redemption is like a 9.5. It's fucking awesome.
I feel like I've seen it. And it is like really good, like really well choreographed.
Yeah,
fighting.
The whole film's cast is
spoilers.
Like a big...
Is it Old Boy that if you don't know Old Boy or The Raid, is Old Boy's where he cuts out his tongue at the end, right?
Correct.
Okay,
that's more of like a character drama about
that guy.
There's
still some fucking sick fighting in that movie. Oh, but that movie's fucked up in general. Yeah, you're
right. Yeah, it's just fucked about that fucked guy.
Have you seen Corbin Nash?
Is that with fucking Eddie Murphy?
No.
I'm thinking Pluto Nash.
Oh,
continue.
Right on. Pluto Nash, yeah.
Sorry.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
Throwing it.
Okay, so Corbin Nash has Corey Feldman in it, who plays a trans, I don't know how to, like a transsexual, I guess, because he dresses up as a girl, but he's a vampire.
Cross-dresser?
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm not sure the proper term, but yeah, he dresses up as a girl. He is a male. And then like, dude, the first scene of him, he's like, tell me I'm beautiful, baby. He's just fucking a girl on the top of this car while his presumed mate is watching him, which is a dude. And he's like, tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me you love me. And then fucking bites her neck at the end of it. And blood just like squibs everywhere.
What is this about?
Corbin Nash. It's about this dude that comes from a line of vampire hunters. And he wears like a leather jacket and like fucking, he fastens like a bat into a stake, like a baseball bat.
I haven't. I've seen the cover.
It's not good.
Cool.
Like,
can I leave that 5.0 or right where it's at?
Five, yeah. I would say that, yeah, because like when you like look at it, you're like, damn, like this could have been really rad, but like there's just weird stuff that they took for a really long time, and then at the end they set it up to where you'd want to watch that movie.
Fuck that.
So I wonder if they did it just so they could be like, here's what we have on this budget and what we can do. Let's see if we can make another one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd say it's like a 5. There's the parts that I'm like, this is boring as fuck.
That sucks.
And it's weird, dude. Like, they do
it's
this
a bummer
thing.
When you watch a film and it's like kind of a bust.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll talk about one in a second. so, Corey Feldman, he has like the fake eyebrows.
Yeah.
But like in one scene, like I don't know if they did reshoots, they like patched his eyebrows up. And it looks really bad. Like, you can see it, like, really hard. I don't know. It looks terrible, though. Like, he shaved his eyebrows originally, but in some scenes, and they, like, purposely go on them, and it looks terrible. But, yeah, 5 for Corbin Nash. You can kind of take
fucking
it or leave
idiots.
It. Don't. It's a weird experience. I'll give it that.
All right.
Because I was like, oh, please let Corey Feldman be this person, and he was, and I was like, that is wacky. Good.
I also watched The Equalizer.
2?
No.
Oh, why not?
I wanted to watch the other one before if I go see The Equalizer 2, because I kind of forgot what it was about.
Go see. It's out on fucking DVD already, bro.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's been out of theaters for a long time.
Oh, good.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The Equalizer is when we called him like Kevin McAllister at a DIY warehouse.
Bingo.
Yes, okay.
Bingo. It is that.
It's Home Alone.
It is that. With like all these like father values like strewn around it.
We did a movie of the week on this because I had never seen it. Yeah. And yeah. We named the episode Denzel McAllister.
Well, it's appropriate. It still fits. I give it a fucking 7 out of 10. It's got great action, but dog shit story.
Yeah, I was about to say it's very bland, but it's definitely watchable as hell. It's enjoyable. But yeah, it definitely doesn't take much to wrap your brain around that one. Not very cerebral.
No. Not a John Wick.
That's true, yeah. The Blacksmith and the Devil. I can't pronounce its original name.
You watched this.
Yes. Because I remember we talked about it. I was like, this looks so dope.
It does.
And the preview for it
makes it look so dope.
And I saw the subtitles. It's like, fuck it.
It's right there with like Apostle.
Dude.
Yeah.
Better than Apostle. It's fucking like, okay, you have to understand that it's kind of a shoestring budget. And Josie looked it up. It's in a country that like borders between Spain and France.
Okay.
So they speak a mixture of that throughout entire movie. And I didn't watch a dub version. We just watched, but it is fucking way cool. Like it has the dopest idea. And the end is so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like fucking, like they took a huge risk. I don't know. What am I trying to say here, Tone?
Well, it's so ambitious.
Ambitious, thank you. Yes, it's like super ambitious. The ending, you're like, that is insane.
Yeah,
the whole movie is really, really cool, really well done. And like I said, if you can just get past that, some parts look a little corny. It's way worth it. I give the movie like an 8.5, maybe a 9.
I thought it was going to be shitty. I was afraid you were going to shit on this because you said you have a shitty movie coming up.
Oh yeah, we do. You picked it for the test of Tony,
baby.
I want to hear your thoughts because even Josie was like, you going to talk about that fucking turd?
I'll talk about a turd that's even hotter than this turd because I watched the second turd, but I didn't put it in my list yet.
The Arrival 2?
Yeah.
There's a second one?
I watched.
Hold on a second. What else do you see? Well, The Arrival 2.
That's it. I'm ready.
Okay, so do we talk about Arrival 2? Because I've never seen that.
We'll talk about Arrival 2 during.
Okay. I got two more. Chronicles of Christmas. Did you see this on Netflix? It's, fuck. Hang on a second. It's weird that I watched it.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell plays Santa Claus.
Oh, fucking hip Santa, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. It is definitely, like, little kiddish and stuff like that. The main girl actor is, like, really good in the beginning. So is the boy. He was from, he played the little kid in the sitter, the babysitter.
Okay.
Like, he was the one that, like, found her.
Was it as good as the Santa Claus? Papa Gio.
So, no, there's some classic parts in that, but there are parts that you're like, that's kind of funny.
Oh,
and
it's
awesome.
The corniest shit ever.
But, like, I give it,
like
I'll
watch Polar Express and be like, it's magical. And
dude,
then I'm
and
also
weird.
Like, it's shitty.
The fucking soundtrack, like, sounds kind of like that. And kind of like Edward Scissorhands, like, that, like, very, like, ethereal Christmas sound, if you know what
I'm
saying.
Oh, yeah, like, kind of like howling voices of, like.
Yeah, like, it's like a choir.
Yeah, what are those called? Carolers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it has that, but very like short notage and stuff. I was like, I'm pretty sure they
that is
that
a
up.
Creepy because there was always that caroler sped up music for Home Alone when he's getting ready to like let them in the montage, and it always creeped me out.
Really,
it was like, but it was like, and then there was like ominous tones with
it.
So I
was
like, these songs are meant to be.
That
was
done by like the Siberian Orchestra. Oh yeah,
it was like 18 baritones in it.
Yeah, they just made it all metal. Yeah,
I'm like, oh,
would you like to die tonight, Tony? We're coming.
I hate this season,
Dad. I gotta close my eyes.
He goes, you pussy.
God, I hate you. Should have pulled out.
Wish you were staying in my undies.
But yeah, so the Christmas Chronicles. I give it like a, I don't know, like a 6-ish. Right. I mean, I watched the whole thing, though. I got through it. 6.5.
I'll chronicle
maybe.
That in the Don't Watch Again folder.
Yeah, I probably won't watch it again. Mm, you're right. Yeah.
Probably.
And I started watching The Informant, which I haven't finished, so I can't give it a... I remember you telling me, though, you're like, it's a bore fest. You're not going to like it. I'm way
into
it.
You think it's funny? Yeah.
It's...
He is funny. He says silly shit as narration.
Yes. Yeah, he
His
definitely
narration
does.
Is funny.
But I even like the, what's happening, like the kind of espionage, blackmailing and
there's
shit.
There's a point
like that.
In it where I'm also like, I don't give a shit anymore. So.
That's how Downsizing was. So yep. I don't know if it's going to turn into that.
I bailed on that movie.
You didn't even finish it?
No, I just bailed on like
caring about it. Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is nothing.
All right. So let's hop into Testatoni, The Arrival.
The Arrival. This is not to be construed with the incredible movie called Arrival. Arrival.
Correct.
This is the 94 classic with Charlie Sheen.
More so Charlie Sheen's eyes. Fuck you. That he,
what about his nipples, man? He's not wearing a shirt a lot.
Yeah, this looks like he was fucking super fucked up on like crack or something like that. He's sweaty, kind of overweight, and has the giantest bags under his eyes. I'm like, this has to be drug Charlie Sheen.
So it's about, he's a fucking astronomer who hears a signal and then finds out like,
so right now we got contact.
Yeah. Contact pretty much in a bucket right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You're about to throw some other parts in there, though.
Yes, you are.
Or making a real goulash
yeah.
here.
Like a little goulash, baby. Then, did you listen to Tenacious D's album?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It's awesome.
Dude, how sick is that Apocalypto
it's
song at the beginning?
It's hilarious.
Oh, man. I was like, this is awesome. All right. Anyways, go ahead.
So then you find out that people are trying to withhold this evidence and hide it from the public, and it turns out, like, it's kind of like They Live, that there's yes. these people walking around looking like us, but
cocoon.
They're not. They're aliens. Mm-hmm. But they're among us, and they have a plan to destroy the Earth, and he has to save it.
No, terraform the Earth so they can live on it, because their star died like 50 years prior.
And they're very hot. They like it hot.
Yes, they like it warm.
So
that's
they're
why
trying
they're trying
to burn our planet.
And that, it gives credence to like global warming, which at that time, that's kind of wild.
It is shocking, yeah.
Dude, the storyline of this movie is a 10.
Oh, it's great.
It's so sick.
It's like classic sci-fi.
The acting in this movie is like a 1.
It's crazy.
It's bad, dude. It's not good.
You know what I thought about when I was a kid? I thought the aliens looked awesome.
So did I.
That's how
you know what's weird
shitty
is that
this movie was. It tricked me.
Josie asked me
into
she
thinking
was like,
it was memorable.
She's like, have you seen this? And I was like, no, definitely not. And I passed out and I woke up and I was like, oh, what'd I miss? And she was like, so this dude like that you see in the movie, he's like, his legs like cracked backwards and then like he jumped in the air, and I was like, oh my god, I have seen this movie. I was like, yep. The aliens are like brown, and I woke up and like remembered the rest of the movie basically. Yep. Like him going into the fucking like their base,
yeah, dude,
that they like contact the other people with, I'm assuming, and like
the
are terraforming
only thing
the
cool about them in terms of their concept, their technology, all of it,
the brain ears.
I think their fucking voice was the coolest sound.
Oh, like their like dialect,
yeah, like the
yeah,
I was like, that's kind of cool sounding.
It's like someone choking. I love that.
It was just so like you could barely hear it, and they like I don't sure. know. It was unique compared to everything else that was goddamn regurgitated dog shit.
I kind of dug the weird like minotaur legs. I thought that was kind of neat.
I just remembered I was so disappointed watching the animation, the CGI that.
But I remember,
as a kid, I'm like, this is great.
I was like, this is groundbreaking.
My God, look at these awesome looking aliens.
Guess what year fucking Jurassic Park came out? 94.
Bingo.
Same year.
Bingo.
And that movie actually still holds up, kind of.
There's a point in the movie where I'm thinking they gave up on the CGI. When the kid's running away in the desert.
That they literally like turned his knees backwards, like in the frame, and just like kind of it looks blurred.
Oh, dude, it's literally like he's underwater.
Kiki.
Yeah, Kiki.
It
looked like he was underwater.
Yeah, it did. It looked bad. The movie, like I said, it's a 10 for fucking like writing. If they remade that movie now with a good actor, it would be awesome. The fact that you follow Charlie Sheen around and he's just fucking terrible in the entire movie is so annoying.
I give it like a 3 out of 10. Like, it's very bad.
Yes. Like I said, plot 10, acting like 1, and visuals rough. So yeah, I give it 3 is probably around there.
I watched The Arrival 2 just to add some insult to injury.
Yeah, so what made you want to fucking kick yourself in the nuts again?
I was just kicking it real late, real chill. You know how I do.
Yeah.
Oh
my god, what's your favorite line from the movie? I have mine.
You have a favorite line?
Yes. He's like, wow, you're looking rough. He's like, oh, that can of smashed assholes. That is the best fucking line I've heard in almost any movie.
What the fuck? He has one liner when he does something to
a can of smashed assholes. Like, you envision that, and you're like, that's fucked up.
No, I was thinking he has one-liners that are corny, like Arnold, kind of, like, you know, I'll be back. I think he has one.
I think he does,
and
too.
And I laughed at it. I was like, holy shit,
I can't remember, but
one-liner.
I had to write down the canvas. I laughed so hard. Like, I was just watching. You could have asked me 1,000 different times what he's about to say. It never would have been, I look like a can of smashed assholes.
Wow.
That's fucking genius.
That's a really good. I didn't remember that.
Oh God, it's good.
All right,
that's the only reason you should watch this movie is for that line delivery, because he's also wearing these fucking annoyingly stupid glasses. They're like yellow, like neon yellow and green.
Yeah,
and he's in a trench coat in the middle of California.
Oh yeah, this is that's when he's running around. Yeah,
that's when
he's
says
got the camera in the bushes.
Yeah, he goes up and grabbed. Oh my God, he looks so cracked out. You know what? You should see this movie because it's just so fucked up.
It
like
is
the
crazy.
Room.
It
but
is crazy.
Like, not as cool as that. All right.
Arrival 2. Yeah. It takes place a few years later. You find out that Zeke, Charlie Sheen, died.
Zeke.
You find out he died in Alaska.
Okay.
By apparent like heart failure, but you know everyone.
Aliens.
His brother is another actor.
Bane.
Pretty much, dude. It's just another fucking like guy that's just as like cocky and shitty, but not an astronomer as Charlie Sheen.
Oh, good.
And they all get letters saying that here's this fucking like, you know, artifact of the aliens, go find it. And it's literally like just this stupid scavenger hunt, fucking just a sad, sad piece of shit.
I can't even find it.
Arrival 2, dude.
Oh, it's not The Arrival?
Probably couldn't use it. Trademark.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Patrick Mulden.
Yep, who knows?
Ooh, this looks way bad.
It is. It's shot on worse cameras than the one before it.
He was Xander in Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
That's the guy that stars in it, Charlie Sheen's brother.
It looks like it was made 7 years before the original.
Yeah, I saw a still of it. I was like, good God, that looks terrible. That's
so
one thing
bad.
I will say about Total Wipeout is it looks like trash somehow. Like
yeah.
But it was filmed in like 2015. Like they had good cameras, and it just still looks kind of like pixelated bullshit.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
Don't watch Arrival 2. I'm not even going to rate it with a deep impact. It doesn't deserve it.
Zero deep impacts. That might be
no
the first one.
There's no point. It's like I'm watching kind of like a Skinamax movie meets like The Room in terms of the acting.
Yeah, that's fair. Jesus, that sucks.
Yeah,
I could not stand fucking Charlie Sheen in the first one. It was
it's ridiculous.
Okay, so for movie of the week, we did Dave Made a Maze.
Dave Made a Maze.
I didn't know if it was Makes a Maze. This movie is so cool and yet so boring.
Oh, it's so cool and also
doesn't know what it wants to be. Comedy.
It's losing its own mind by the end.
Right, and like and it felt rushed at the end too. Like a lot of weird shit. Like
it was some of the most gorgeous looking set pieces I've ever
seen. And really neat ideas too. Like it is a really cool idea of like how it is, how like things turn into yarn.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, like it's like an acid trip, but like if you're not doing drugs, it's not as enjoyable, I guess.
It reminds me of like almost like Pee-wee's Playhouse or like
it's just kind
of
wacky to be
the
wacky.
The fucking Big Comfy Couch Girl. Like shit like that. Like
that's a good one.
Cardboard
yeah.
puppets and shit. Like
yeah.
really it's they're in a fort that he built, but it's like a mansion inside.
It's super unique, but like I said, and the acting's great in it for the most part. But like it just doesn't really hold your attention as much as you would think it would.
No, I was more so interested in like
the
aesthetics.
Yeah, it's the
visuals. Because when I started it started strong. I was like, this is hilarious.
Where's the beard at? Beard's on the face.
Dude, it's fucking I was like, oh, it's just a funny comedy about this crazy ass maze.
Yeah.
And they try to make it kind of serious, but then they also blow off all the seriousness at the end.
Right.
They in one sentence.
Yes.
I was like, so you're a satiric comedy or you're a dark movie with like love or
maybe I felt
it's about mental disease and health or something. Like, what the fuck?
Did you ever think like, am I too dumb to get this?
No, I was like, dude, this is some really like lighthearted but deep art house bullshit that I can't get on.
Right.
Or I'm too dumb to get this.
That's what I'm saying. So you did have that feeling of like...
No,
like,
but I didn't feel like too dumb. I kind of felt like they're dumb.
Yeah, I was like, am I dumb or...
I got
sure.
more confident in myself by the end after I kind of like thought about it. I like, I pondered it
Because I read on Reddit, the people were like, oh my god, it's amazing. This movie's getting no talk. And I'm like, it's not that good.
Its cinematography and its videography should be hailed.
Right, I completely agree with that.
The fucking foreground and background changing shit that they do.
And I feel like if they would have done, the perspective.
So clever.
The perspective was neat as hell, yeah. But like, I feel like if they would have sided with either make it dead serious or make it funny, like as you can be, in a dark way is fine too.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be slapstick, you know?
I think I Heart Huckabees did a good balance of that.
Agreed, because there's parts where you're
there's
like,
a part
I don't
where
know
you almost want to cry,
but you there's some parts that you don't know if you're supposed to laugh.
Yeah, because it's almost like it is really like it's a depressing theme.
Yeah,
but they're being silly.
Yes,
but like you think that deep down you're like, oh fuck, like
that's what
these dudes just kind of want to kill themselves. Like, this is about suicidal people trying to figure out their lives.
That's with Kieran Culkin, right?
That's what Jude Law.
Goes down.
Yeah,
bad.
That's what Jude Law and. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Never seen I Heart Hook. I was thinking Nigsby Goes Down.
I think you'd really like that.
I bet I would. And I've seen it like come
Dustin
up a bunch.
Dustin Hoffman's really funny in it.
But like, I'm like, man, this seems like a lot of time to put into something. Let me watch The Chronicles of Christmas.
I mean, yeah, you did watch The Chronicles of Christmas. Yeah. I would say, dude, like Naomi Watts is in it. She plays a model. And like, she's starting to lose her mind. And like Jude Law's like, what is going on with you? You're wearing bonnets? I don't even know what the hell to do. What are you looking at?
Oh.
She's like, I'm looking out the window. And he's like, why? And she's like, I don't want to work at Huckabee's anymore. I don't want to be pretty. And he was like, honey, you got to be pretty. And she's like, Huckabee's. And he's like, and like runs away.
Is that on anything right now?
I don't know. I forget where the fuck I watched it recently.
You own the movie, I thought. Am I thinking of Igby Goes Down again?
Oh, I do own Igby Goes Down, guaranteed.
I know you do. So do I. I have that one. I like Kieran Culkin a lot. Did you know his little brother was in Castle Rock? Rory?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, he's good in it. The Culkins are very talented.
I would check I Heart Huckabee. I've watched it somewhere. It's on HBO.
Okay.
I think it's HBO.
Right on.
Or Hulu or
your fucking
Netflix.
Fancy YouTube TV.
Dude, YouTube TV, and I got my Prime video set up.
Yeah, we got the Prime back.
Yeah.
We got the Prime. That's where I watched RoboCop 1 on, and then I started watching RoboCop 2, and I was like, oh yeah, little kids like the villain in this movie. They're selling nuke. We talked about that last week. But yeah, Prime doesn't have like the greatest shit?
No, it's not too much. Well, YouTube TV, I found out there's a list of movies that are like just stream now, but you watch a few commercials.
So all the good ones you thought were on there?
The greatest. You know, I'm like, dude, like they got like The Revenant, like all these really dope movies, like will air next week, will air in 20 hours.
That's cool.
And then
it
auto records it. Well, I DVR it.
That's weird.
It is weird. And you still watch it with commercials. Like it might still be on USA, but it's like formatted for YouTube. So it's not 12 commercials every 10 minutes. It's like 30 minutes of movie, one commercial. So it's almost like Crackle.
Well, all right. So is it more, but does it, since it's on USA, is it fucking like they take out all the fuck words and all that stuff?
That's the bummer. Yeah. So
that sucks. Fuck that.
Yeah. So I was like, but the movies, it is weird.
I would hate that. That would make me not want to watch the movie if like half of it was edited out.
Like, no,
like
I can't watch Wolf of Wall Street on USA.
Right, exactly. So, but it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you can't watch it there either, basically.
But some movies,
The Wolf of Wall Street would be like fucking 30 minutes long.
It's also, a lot of people are getting the YouTube TV for the streaming local channels and like games.
That makes more sense.
That's what like Courtney's mom wanted it for.
I got you.
I think more so than
I
like,
know you're not paying for it, motherfucker.
Dude, it's tight.
But back to Dave Makes a Maze, or Dave Made a Maze. Do you remember that part where you're like, did you fuck my wife when they're all in black and white?
Yeah.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
Because you remember in Enemies when he's like fucking talking to himself and he's like, did you fuck my wife? Did you fuck my wife? He's like trying to get into the like, his character to make that dude think that he's pissed, like that they had an affair and that he's going to take his girl on a date. Do you remember that part in Enemies?
Yeah.
But that's like the I was like, oh, it's from that. And then I did like the Reddit and I guess it's from some, it's a Robert De Niro and, oh God, Joe Pesci. He's like, did you fuck my wife? But it's in black and white.
Oh, that's from Casino.
No, it's in black and white, though.
Oh, then it's from Raging Bull.
Okay,
yeah.
Right on. I've never seen Raging Bull, and I know I should, but...
Yeah, I know. That is a black and white film, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what they were doing in there, and that's why I felt dumb, because I was like, oh, Enemies,
dude,
but Enemies came out like...
Joe Pesci is unreal in that.
Yeah?
It's like young Pesci, like, he's just so intense.
Yeah, he looked weird, like... it's so wild that
it's like seeing DeVito in, like, a Taxi.
It's so weird that, like, he just... stopped acting, basically.
Well, I think there's a reason behind that. I read on it somewhere. It's something like very personal, like with his family or his kids or himself, like something kind of like MS, like something that just like takes you out of the game.
Okay, right.
Or
on.
His kid had like, you know, issues like that. He was like, no, this is my life now.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
Fuck you. Send me my royalty checks.
So what do you give Dave Made a Maze?
6.57.
I give it like a 6, but mainly because of the aesthetic.
So beautiful.
Maybe 6.5. But yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. It's on Hulu.
I mean, it made me want to build. Like, I felt like really cool in there. Like, I was like, look at it's so artistic. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the face is way neat
the
and stuff.
Piano keys and shit, like going through them. Yeah.
It's definitely
stupid clever.
Aesthetically, it's worth the watch. But yeah. I think you might be bored by it. Who knows? Maybe you'll love it. Maybe you're smarter than us.
Yeah, maybe
you
let us know.
Yeah, tweet us. I can't read. So next week we're doing Test of Tony Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Never give up, never surrender, my guy.
It may be sucky. I know Alan Rickman's the shit, though.
I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna like the movie. I love Galaxy Quest.
I think I will too. I think it's like so almost good. Like a rated R, isn't it? Like it's dirty as fuck.
It is dirtier than you think it should be.
It's sexy.
Yes, there's a lot of innuendos.
Yeah,
but it's
like a hard PG-13.
But it's Tim Allen, so I mean, like it's so wholesomey. But Alan Rickman is the shit.
He plays kind of a hornball though. Because he wants to fuck Sigourney Weaver a bunch.
Yeah.
See, we're going to have fun.
And the, what was it called?
What?
Movie of the week?
The Ballad of Smitty.
Buster Scruggs.
Buster Scruggs.
Yeah, no, I had it written down, but like I accidentally deleted the ballad part of it. I was like, it's the something of Buster Scruggs. I'm not sure. What's that? That's on Netflix?
Yeah.
That's Coen Brothers, right?
Yes, it's an anthology.
All right, so yeah, that'll be a movie of the week next week.
Yeah.
All right, and then we'll try to do that genre five, top five dope scenes and shitty movies, but our brains probably won't be able to handle it. Oh, yeah, we never talked about, did you see Crimes of Grindelwald?
No, not yet.
Me neither. It's gotten really bad reviews.
Wait, what did you go see?
We ended up not seeing anything.
Oh.
Yeah, we ended up going and hanging out with the main show boys.
Oh, I was there. I was like excited to hear your.
Yeah, well, all the reviews are saying that it's like the plot holes are super bad and stuff like that. And like it's not really a plot driven movie. It's more so trying to set up a universe, kind of like Age of Ultron felt like the step in between a shoe hitting a ground.
I mean, that was part one of Deathly Hallows, though.
Yeah, and that's why I don't really like Deathly Hallows that much.
I don't either. Dude, the second one, though, that last movie
awesome.
Is so beautiful.
And they go back to Hogwarts, and I think that's why I connect with it more.
Oh, it's great.
I love the school. All right. Till next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you
got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love.
basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.